He's in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the building for our community contact, Fairhope Volunteer Fire Chief Chris Ellis. And good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being with us today and telling us about the call stats, as well as it looks like you had a vehicle fire this week as well to respond to.
Yes, ma'am. Earlier this week, I think that was Tuesday morning, maybe. We had a garbage truck fire at Windmill and 181.
A Fairhope truck?
No, ma'am. It wasn't a Fairhope truck. It was one of the other. I think it was. I don't remember. But it wasn't a City of Fairhope truck. It backed up traffic, made a mess of traffic right there in that area for a few hours while they had to clean up the vehicle fluids that leaked out.
181 and Windmill Drive.
That's where it was, yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm seeing that on your Facebook page. We appreciate y'all posting things like that on the Facebook page and invite other folks to listen, or should I say like, the Facebook page as well. I see where the Coca-Cola company recently donated, looks like, a dozen cases or more of drinks for
y'all. They did donate a bunch of Body Armor drinks and some Rehab Monsters.
Nice.
They did that to several departments. I believe it was actually all the departments in Baldwin County. I saw a bunch of other posts from the department, some other departments around the county, thanking them for the donations as well. So we do greatly appreciate that.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so it's time now to tell us about how busy y'all were in the month of October.
So in October, we pretty much ran or held where we normally are, about the 100 call range. We had 9 brush fires, 3 structure fires, 1 vehicle fire, 15 motor vehicle accidents, 19 med assists, which are anything from cardiac arrest, unconscious, things like that.
Medical assistance, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then we had 65 false or miscellaneous runs, fire alarms, gas leaks, anything that doesn't fit into the other categories, for a total of 112 calls for the month.
Okay, kind of busy. Now, yesterday, Chief Hollinghead was here from the police department, and there was over 70 vehicle accidents. So y'all obviously don't respond to all of them.
No, ma'am, we don't. We go to wrecks with injuries or unknown injuries. They obviously have any time there's a vehicle accident at all, they go. So if there's injuries or maybe somebody doesn't know, and then yes.
Okay.
So
all right. And what's going on as far as a burn ban and what we should know about that?
So the 8M burn ban is over for this year. You can go back to burning your green waste, the leaves and limbs, that sort of thing. But please give us a call and let us know at 251-233-5181.
233-5181. So y'all are aware. When folks call,
that's exactly right.
So if
somebody calls and says, "Hey, so and so's burning, or we've got there's a lot of smoke in this area," we can let them know if it's something we have to go look at, or
okay,
or it's a legal burn.
Okay.
So, just trying to think of anything else we're doing. It's getting towards the end of the year, With the cold being here, just everybody, please be safe if you're using
space heaters.
Make sure they're not plugged into a power strip that can create a problem. Make sure those are
no extension cord.
Right, no extension cords. Make sure they're plugged into an actual wall outlet, and make sure they're away from drapes, blankets, anything that could catch fire easily.
Mm-hmm.
And with Thanksgiving around the corner, if please be careful if you're going to fry a turkey, because if they're not completely thawed, they do create a problem.
An explosion, that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And that can be very, not only messy, but very dangerous.
It can be, yes, ma'am.
So completely thawed and then dried as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Okay. And not too many folks use candles anymore on their Christmas trees, just on the countertop maybe. So what advice is there as the holiday decor and Christmas lights are concerned?
Just make sure, if you're using a live tree, make sure you're keeping it watered so it doesn't dry out. But always err on the side of caution and be safe in regards to lights and anything else.
I'm guessing that the newer LED lights are safer than old lights you may have had for many, many years as far as fire is concerned. Is that an accurate assumption or what?
I would assume as well. I don't haven't really looked into that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, very good. Any training or activity been going on lately? I know that y'all spend a lot of time in your training programs.
We actually just sent two firefighters up to Vestavia Hills for a they called it a they were able to get a hotel. And they brought several instructors in from around the country and did some training on that building that we wouldn't normally get a chance to do.
Like an empty hotel.
Yes, ma'am. They were about to demolish it.
Oh, okay,
so,
cool.
So these firefighters and firefighters from around the at least the Southeast, I know, were able to attend this class, and they were able to flow hoses down a hallway of for the rooms, do some room searches in bigger areas, different things like that, things that we don't normally get to do around here, skills we need to have. Mm-hmm. So they'll be coming back and teaching us because we do have hotels in our area. So
very good. I see you even joined the downtown trick-or-treat.
That was such fun.
How cute. You all passed out candy?
We did. That was just a great time and a great event that the city did, and we plan to be back there for next year as well.
That's a great way to be. I know you're at the Arts and Crafts Festival.
Absolutely.
Always selling drinks and creating awareness of the department, but what a great idea to be there for the kids and the trick-or-treat.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody loves the fire truck.
That's right. That's right. Very, very nice. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chief. We have the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department joining us the third Thursday of each month when your schedule allows and you don't get a call. Sometimes you get a call while we're sitting right here. So
yes, ma'am.
Enjoy the quiet while you can. Right?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate your service so very much, and wish all of your firefighters and your folks a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
So many Christmas decorations are up, but let's not forget, Thanksgiving
comes first. That's right.
If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com. It is now 8:30.